Be excellent to each other. And party on, dudes!
It's the rap party. We got to clap and pretend like there's a lot of people in the room.
This isn't a repeat episode, folks.
This
even
is
though
not.
That sound clip was there. We're live.
We thought we'd recycle that Abe Lincoln sound clip.
It's a classic.
If you like that clip or want to hear a specific clip, tough shit. But call in anyway. 1-800-893-9562. I am John Donahue.
Hey-ho.
Back from New York. Fresh from New York. Joining me tonight is the one and only Peter Miller.
Oh, yeah.
And in the booth, Mindy.
Yo.
With two E's. Mindy, what are you eating tonight? Well, it's dead air.
Okay.
Her mouth
great.
Is full.
Thanks
it's let's play a game. I say it's gummy bears, gummy worms. What do you say, Peter?
She's big on the gummies. I do know that.
Mm-hmm. You
know?
It's what is it?
Yum yum yum.
You guess by the sound.
The sign specifically says feed the bear, folks.
I'm not even sure.
I was eating a protein nut bar.
Wow.
Salted caramel nut.
That is so outside your normal food pyramid.
That's what Peter's porn name was. Salty caramel nut.
That was.
I'm trying to be healthy today. I ran 4.6 miles before coming here.
Not part of the glow rush that was going on out there.
No,
was Peter chasing you, or are you just running for exercise?
For exercise.
You know that I stopped doing that several years ago when I started stopped chasing girls in parking lots. All right? Come on, John. Why do you have to bring up such a sour point in my life?
Hey, I think the air's on. Which is going to screw up the sound. So you better get up, Peter, and turn it off.
I don't even know how to do this.
Right over here. I'm going to do it right now. Hold
on. John's going to. But so yeah, there's an air conditioning system that runs in here that
there
is just absolute. Oh, now do you notice the difference, folks? That listening audience is now noticing it.
Going well so far. Hey, thanks for listening to the rap party, everybody.
So negative.
You guys are doing a great job.
Wow, things are just happening so fast. Allison is not with us tonight. Stephanie's still drunk in the back seat of my car or somebody's. She might be in the back of your car. You better look before you go anywhere.
Trunk.
One time she ended up in Toledo. Allison is moving. She's moving not to another state but to another home. So good luck with that. I'm glad she didn't call to ask for help because that's when you when you have a friend who's moving, you never answer your phone. You know they're moving in advance. You just, I didn't hear your call.
That's what the parking lot of Home Depot is for. $10.
Wow.
And you got all the labor you need. No. It was the greatest decision I ever made about 4 years ago when I
moved. Did you really go there and get some labor?
I actually went to rent a U-Haul, and there was no joke, maybe about 30 or 40 day laborers working, standing out there. And as soon as I rented the U-Haul, immediately approached me like a circle. I was flocked and they all were just waving their
hands. You always get flocked, Peter.
And I picked the two biggest hosses that I saw. And I was like, $10 an hour, boys. And they're like, right on. I'm like, all right, let's get in the back of the truck and let's get to work. And I actually had a buddy of mine waiting at the apartment to help me move. And I just sent him home. Said, don't worry about it, buddy.
Jeez. How much did you end up paying these dudes?
It cost me, I believe, total $80-$90. I wound up
that's more
them.
Than you've had in the last 10 years, Peter.
Jesus. That was when I was living the high life, you know? That's when I used to work the night shift at the strip club. Now I'm on the brunch.
That's nice.
But, you know, it does not tip out nearly as well.
Peter, I heard the show last week. It was
dude, strippers, okay. Strippers and coke everywhere.
Strippers and coke. And, you know, I was in New York. I went to see a play on Broadway called
Sesame Street Live,
where Tom Hanks played Mr. Hooper on ice. Now, we saw his show called The Lucky Guy.
Peter Scolari's show.
Well, Peter's in it. Peter Scolari is in it. They were bosom buddies together on that classic.
Say bosom again.
Bosom.
That was great.
It's called Lucky Guy, and it's a true story of Mike McClary. He was a very popular newspaper. It's like a journalist. You know these guys, and they get the scoop, and they're all trying to out-scoop each other. You know what I mean?
So it's
really cool, like the newspaper world.
Just like Bambi.
Reporting. I don't know what that means. What does that
mean? I thought they were similar storylines.
Jesus. Where's Robert? Oh, by the way, Robert, stuck at Universal Studios Hollywood tonight. He's a supervisor over there. He's either getting fired or he's just working late. I'm going to go with the fired part.
I think he might have gotten hit in the head with a tram door closing one down at a rapid rate.
He didn't want to come in here after last week's show. That's my theory.
Well, you know, John, last week was probably our greatest show.
Because I wasn't here.
Ever. Mindy? Greatest show ever.
We have a caller.
You guys did a great job.
That's right. And we got a caller, folks.
I bet you anything it's Robert, but let's guess. I'm going to say it's Robert.
Or my mother.
Or your mother, Judy. Hi, caller. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
You're right. It is Robert.
Robert!
Hey!
So were you you didn't want to come in tonight because of last week. Listen, I completely understand.
I was afraid you were going to berate me.
I'll do it when you're not here. It's probably better if you were here to defend yourself.
No. I didn't want to be part of it.
Well, yeah, that's understandable. you don't understand.
Don't even want to try to defend.
Yeah.
John gave me 20 lashings in the studio when we walked in about the performance of last week.
Oh,
it's
my
so
God.
Good you're not here.
So embarrassed.
I gave myself 20 lashings.
No. We were a huge hit. I nailed that magic trick, by the way.
No.
That was the highlight.
You
of the
nailed
show.
The magician.
Set up so bad.
Poor Adam Wiley. He
still
isn't
walking right.
Coming.
Robert, tell everybody, not in a boring way, where you are. I'm
so
drinking
early
soda.
In the show.
I'm sorry. Where you are tonight?
I'm still at Universal Studios Hollywood. The
right. No. Okay. No more plugging them. Jesus Christ. Yeah, okay. You're at a theme park, and tell me what you're doing there.
I am working at the studio tour, and there is a. Company that has bought out the whole park, and I'm stuck here working it over at the studio.
Are you giving tours?
I'm not giving tours. I did not get picked for that job, if you remember. Thanks for bringing it up.
You're welcome.
Way to pour lemon juice on that wound.
Jeez.
Do we know what company is, or you can't say? Is it something top-notch?
I probably shouldn't say.
It doesn't matter.
It starts with a K and ends in an
Mart. Kmart. Kmart has rented out the studio.
Wow,
no wonder.
I think it might be right.
Kanye. So, Robert, you're not going to make it in tonight. We appreciate you calling in. And last week, seriously, a decent job.
No. Hey, you
did good.
It's a shitty job, so.
We nailed it.
Yeah.
Decent means shitty in New Guinea, by the way. So if you're listening to New Guinea, I didn't mean shitty. It's actually decent.
Yeah, well, that's why you're in downtown L.A., so it works. I'm okay with it.
It's okay. Now, half the streets are closed down here, so you're lucky you're not here. Now, downtown in L.A., what's going on? The 4K run is happening?
I believe 5K.
5K.
The glow.
Mindy, is that where you were running today with the 5K? Did you get to the 5K early? And it was, you know what's happening tonight, right?
I go run around the fancy neighborhoods and admire all their gardens and houses.
Peer into their windows and see what family life is like.
I suck up the delicious oxygen from their real yards.
All right.
Something missing.
Peer into the windows.
Robert, did you have a question for Peter?
I have tons of pictures. I have questions for Peter.
Who doesn't have a ton of pictures of Peter?
I do. I guess the question is, who do you prefer, John? Behind the computer or
I can tell you that right now. Definitely John. John just knocks it out of the park.
That is horrible.
That is
that
not
is a
me speaking.
Horrible impression.
That was Mindy.
That was Mindy.
Mindy's joking and talking.
Seriously,
Robert,
character.
I hope you never come back. Seriously.
I'm planning on it.
I hope the tram hits you and you are in traction for the next 6 weeks.
Robert.
Okay, well, you know, it's possible.
Robert. Well, it's too bad you're not here tonight because Nicole Kidman is going to be here in about 15 minutes. And she's going to talk about our new movie, Rabbit Hole 2. So it's too bad you're not here.
I miss it.
I don't know where I pulled that out of. Well, listen, Robert, thanks for calling, buddy. We got things to do.
And Robert, do me a
I've
favor.
Got things
and you're
to
not here to do them with us. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Gee, thanks. Oh, and by the way, I didn't notice.
You didn't notice.
Did
you get a text?
I did get it.
What is this?
I
great. I'm sure the listeners at home, all three of them, are very angry now because
dear God.
Robert calls and all of a sudden the show just stops.
It's true.
Robert, get me out of here. Please,
I'm trying. Peter, that was my whole plan.
Robert, get me out of here.
We're going to go down. We got to go down together.
What they're doing to me.
All right. Hey, guys. Thank you. I have a lot to talk about. in his selfish way. Robert, good luck at work tonight, my friend. I hope you get out of there with Kmart.
You work those doors.
Work those doors, Robert. Hey, if you guys go to Universal Studios Hollywood, go see Robert. He's a short black man, and he's a really sweet fella. So
he's got a hell of a singing voice.
Hell of a singing voice. So.
Hey, you should probably answer the other line, by the way.
Do we have another call? The hell. You're having somebody else call us.
Wait a minute.
Oh, crap. Robert, listen, we have things to do. Robert, have a great night, buddy. Thanks for calling. We'll see you next week. You better get back here.
I will try.
All right, because we need someone to hand feed us our food, isn't it? We had to do it ourselves tonight.
Well, I know, and apparently nobody knew remembered to turn off the air conditioner.
That's
well,
your job.
What are you going to do without my plate, my time plate?
Yeah, well, listen, the show's already gone over because you called. Listen, we have things to do. This is very boring. See you later, buddy. I love you. See ya.
I don't have your cue cards made.
Who's calling in? Is anyone calling?
Is that a lie?
Mindy's giving me... This show is
It looks
just
like
tanking.
Someone might be calling in 30 seconds or so.
Leave it to Robert to stop the show in its tracks. Now we have a call.
Now there's a call.
Okay, caller, let me guess. It's Dennis from Universal Studios Hollywood.
Why is Robert working and he's wasting time?
I knew this is Dennis. Dennis Satterfield is a big shot over there, too. Why are you letting me use the phone when you guys should be working?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to charge him for that call.
You should.
I'll be back for the... This isn't long distance, is it?
This is long distance. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Only when Robert calls, it's long distance.
How you guys doing?
We were doing good until Robert stopped the show in its tracks. Peter and I were doing very good.
I was getting
so you guys
rub.
Are fine without him, then.
We're
gonna
better
have a
than fine.
Every Saturday.
Oh, thank God.
Good. Thank the mighty Lord.
Oh,
we appreciate that, Dennis.
No, Dennis, keep him there. Even if he thinks, even if nothing is happening, make him think that you guys have to work. He's going to wonder why he's pruning the hedges randomly and, you know, repaving the walk.
Dennis, what kind of great Mother's Day things are you guys doing at Universal? You guys got some sort of big maze set up?
We're doing Mother's Day Horror Nights.
Okay, great. The Travis themed out for that?
We're going to have a maze where you bust out of Robert's mother's womb.
That is fabulous.
We've got John Murdy working on that one currently.
Wow, you got some names attached.
That's right. You know what? Robert listens to the show, right? I don't know if you guys know, but Robert was in the movie Holes.
No, he wasn't.
No, wait a minute. Wait, really?
Well, he was not in Holes.
Cross that off my trivia.
I didn't even know that. No.
You know, and it's not even, I found out, I looked up online, it's not called Holes. It's called Shia LaBeouf's Holes.
Oh, he's in that version.
Bam. Yes.
He actually got shot out of Shia LaBeouf's hole. I mean, cut out of Shia LaBeouf's hole.
I believe that.
Wow.
I've been working on a low-budget porn with the same
He was
exact
told on
title.
The brown carpet he was cut out of that.
The brown carpet. The poor Robert. We love that.
Hey, Dennis,
beefcake.
I got to say, I was flipping through the channels a couple of weeks ago on my cable, which I hardly ever watch, and I had the menu up. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about when you're watching a menu and you can hear the show in the background and you can get rid of the menu in the show. I was like, well, old Christine is on. I never watched this piece of shit. I don't know. I can't say that because I've never seen it, and I think she's very funny. Here's the deal. I turned the menu off because it made me laugh. I was like, oh, I'll give the show a shot. I turn it off, and you walk on the screen.
Yeah.
You walk on. You're like, would you guys like to try a truffle? I don't know what your line was, but they were in line.
Like
cupcakes
that.
Or something?
Cupcakes. I sold cupcakes.
That's right.
I sold cupcakes and old Christine.
Yeah.
Right.
Was flirting with me to get an extra. I was giving samples out. I was standing. There was like a big line at the cupcake shop. And
right.
I was the poor goofball that was handing out samples.
What are the chances that I would just randomly turn on the show that I've never watched in a million years?
I'm
and there
on TV
you
a
are.
Lot, pal.
Yes.
Now, what if I turn on the Brady Bunch, will you appear with a Cousin Oliver, you know, in the jump rope or something?
I did play in a band called Backcountry years ago, and we played shows with Cousin Oliver, Robbie Riff.
Oh, my God. You are. I could come up with any analogy,
seriously,
and you would have something to do with
separation.
It. It really is. Now, what did you do with Kevin Bacon?
I was on Will and Grace as a stand-in.
Oh, my gosh.
I actually rehearsed as Kevin Bacon when he wasn't there.
Wow.
So you were Kevin Bacon.
I was Kevin Bacon.
Oh, my gosh.
For one rehearsal.
Wow. Well, listen, I might give old Christine these reruns a shot because I think it's actually funny that the episode I saw. And if you're not in Everyone Selling Cupcakes, then I'm going to turn it off.
I don't think I'm at everyone, but watch that one. I get a residual.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if I watch it, you get a residual. Like if I have it on my DVR and I play it over and over, you get a check every time.
You got your Nielsen box, right?
Are you guys Nielsen people? Because that would be great.
No, we're not Nielsen
people. Still do that?
Why am I talking to you then?
Listen,
is that still out there?
I have a great segue, but listen, Dennis, thanks for calling in. And again, if you see Dennis at Universal, he's a short
Irish man dressed as drag.
With red hair and a red beard, and he's got a walking stick.
That's
so. If you
great.
See him, say hello, and he'll give you a free pass to come back anytime you want.
They call me Stu D'Auteur.
Front of the line for the pet show.
D.O. Tour.
Listen, right. can we go down this call with your line from the old Christine? What
do
did
it.
You say then with
do
the cupcakes?
It.
Oh, Jesus. What was it?
I don't think you can say that.
Hey, bitch, you want some cupcakes?
Yeah,
I think that's what it was.
That's why I watched the show, because you didn't say that to her.
They let me improv.
Bless
they cut that right out. Just like Robert got cut out of the holes.
Wow. Ooh. Well, Robert's cut out of the show now.
That's
Listen,
stupid.
Dennis, thanks for calling, man. Please keep
Absolutely,
Robert
guys,
busy.
Keep the good work. You guys got a great show, man.
Thanks,
I love
buddy.
It.
Hey,
bless your heart,
it.
Dennis. Tell your friends.
Did he hang up? That was sweet.
I think he hung up right on that.
Speaking of cupcakes, because I was in New York City, my friends had me wait in line for best cupcakes in New York, and there was a line of like 20-minute line.
I know what you're talking about.
And I don't remember the name of it, and I took a photo of it and put it on my Facebook. So if you're one of my four Facebook friends, you know what it is.
Right.
I waited in line for a cupcake, and I got like butter pecan nut or butter nut or buds nut. I don't know what it was.
I believe it was buds nuts.
But you go in the store, you get a box, and you go and they have the cupcakes all lined out, and there's like a description of each, and you get a cupcake. And I ate it so fast, I don't think I paid for it, because I didn't have a cupcake by the time I got to the register.
You totally
it
pulled
was,
it out
it
of
was,
them.
No, I didn't do that. Yeah, I was wiping frosting off my face.
I didn't have a cupcake.
It was actually pretty amazing, and they don't sponsor the show, nor do they know anything about
so
it. So why would I say their name? I couldn't tell you their name. It was called the butternut cake.
But I believe the cupcake craze did start in New York probably about a good 5-6 years ago, because I remember last time I was there, it was probably about 5-6 years ago.
I don't know. I'm not going to look it up.
And
sure.
It was the same kind of thing. Don't you have that on your Facebook? You can't look at my backlog and where I was in my life. Back
I hate looking
part.
At your backlog.
Mm.
The cupcakes were great. So I was in New York.
Lines out around the corner.
For a few days. And, Magnolia, my friend Vanessa is listening. Thank you, Vanessa. Magnolia Cupcakes, really delicious. Vanessa's one of my four Facebook friends.
That's sweet of her.
Yes.
And one of our four fans.
Vanessa, please tell your friends about my Facebook. need some more likes. Anyway, so I was in New York. We went to the city to see Tom Hanks' show, Lucky Guy. It's an amazing show. Maura Tierney, who I did years ago, I was on ER.
Right.
She remembered me, and I love Maura Tierney. She's such a great actress. And the fact that she recognized me backstage, it made my year. She was great.
That's great.
Maura Tierney,
that's awesome.
Peter Scolari, who didn't recognize me. He did one or two days on ER, but he's great. And then, of course, Tom, who pretends not to recognize me.
Yeah, well, that's understandable.
But the show is absolutely fantastic. What a cast. Now, if you're in New York or you're planning on going, if you can get tickets to this, I think it's been extended to the first week of July.
Probably already sold out,
I'm
guessing.
Go see Lucky Guy, written by the late, great Nora Ephron.
Yeah.
It's a great play. I was with a bunch of women, because that's how I roll.
That is how you roll.
And at the end of the show, at the end, that's right. That's I call my mom and sister the pussy.
John and the Pussycats.
My mom and my sister and a few other, and Allison went with me, and her friend Catherine. They were all tearing up at the end, and they were putting their makeup on. We also went with, I'm going to drop some names, John Krasinski and Emily Blunt were there, and my sister was very excited because Freddie Highmore from the Bates Motel
Peter
TV
Pan.
Series. And Peter Pan. Was he in Peter Pan?
Neverland.
No, you're thinking of...
He was in the one where Johnny
Charlie
Depp...
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Finding Neverland.
The one with Johnny
Finding
Depp.
Finding Neverland.
Finding Neverland,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, he was in that. So we were backstage, and my sister got a picture with him. And he had like a white shirt on, but you could kind of see through. It was kind of a very thinly veiled white shirt. And I said, Jesse, you can see his nipple. And I swear to God, like 3 hours later, my little sister, she's 22. She goes... You can't see his nipple.
She was
really
so hot.
And apparently she sounds like my grandmother. But yes, you really kind of could, but I don't know where that was going.
It's a good looking nipple.
But let's segue Bates Motel. Mother's Day. Is
Mother's
coming
Day.
Out. What are you doing for your mom, Judy, on Mother's Day, Peter?
Wow, that's a great, I mean, I guess probably the same thing I guess I've done for the last few years of just one more year where I'm not putting her in a home. That's where it comes down to. I think I'll give her one more year.
Poor Judy.
Of staying strong and let her stay actually in her own home and not putting her in that crooked home, which I can't wait to do.
Judy, listening or if anybody's listening, call in. Call in with your Mother's Day plans. 1-800-893-9562. This is the wrap party. We usually talk about entertainment. We're just going all over the board tonight because Peter and I aren't usually in the same room together alone.
No,
this is really awkward.
About?
This is really awkward that there's nobody else here.
Why? Well, it only is awkward because your pants are off.
This is a crazy party. This is the party. This is like a party that we're the nerds who were not invited to the party, and we're just watching science fiction films at home.
It's the name of my indie band, Table for One.
Hey, Mindy, are you enjoying the party?
Oh, yeah.
Mindy, Peter and I thought of a fun game we should try tonight. Because Mindy is very funny, because I think on the very first, one of the shows with Keith Coogan, I had mentioned to Mindy, I said, yeah, I'm gonna be directing, as we were plugging at the end, I made a fake plug. Yeah, I'm going to be directing the next Star Wars movie. And after the show, Mindy came up, and she said, are you really going to be directing the next Star Wars movie? I could have went on with it and said yes, and George is picking me up outside at Skid Row.
I would have had no idea.
Okay, well, since we love that about you, and we're not making fun of you by any means, we just... You know, we want to ask you some questions here.
Okay.
It's called Really or Not Really?
Really?
Or Not Really?
Right.
Okay, so when we ask you a question, it could be really or not really. It could be basically true or false.
Okay.
You have to answer what you think would be really or not really. You don't win anything. You might win a Holes poster, Mindy. You
Ooh,
might have your own to hang in your booth.
We got a few of those hanging around.
Yeah, all right. Here, and I got about 50 cheetah posters left over that Keith left here. About 50-year-old cheetah.
Yeah. I think the studio has one.
Give her a cheetah poster. I said, hang this up when Keith comes back, because every time Keith Coogan would come over to hang out at my house, I would literally tape up Adventures in Babysitting posters and cheetah posters, and we would freeze frame toy soldiers with him in his underwear. Like, all right, that's funny. The underwear, yeah, cheetah, haha. All right, here we go. Peter, you start. We each have five questions.
We're
going to do five because this show's only an hour.
I know.
Here we go. And folks, so by the way, if you call in 1-800-893-9562, you can try and stump Mindy too.
All right, yes, you got a good one.
All right, Peter, I'm going to let you go ahead and start with your first question really or not really.
Really or not really, the sperm of a mouse is larger than the sperm of an elephant.
Okay, now, Mindy, you have 30 seconds.
True, really, or not really?
Can you hear the music that I'm playing?
I'm going to say really.
Mindy's not playing.
Really.
Really is correct.
Wow, Mindy got it right.
I know the science stuff.
It's larger.
It's the acting trivia that...
Oh, we got a few of those for you. Oh, there it is.
Yeah,
That one. Buzzer.
That's a buzzer.
Mindy, by the way, I was trying to play the Jeopardy music and it didn't work. Is there something going on that I should have told you?
Wow, we're doing this
on your computer?
Folks.
Yeah, it's not working. Oh, well, now it is. Mindy, turn it up.
Okay, that was actually indigestion.
Turn it down a little bit. All right, we didn't rehearse this at all. We were trying.
I was unaware of the background.
We stumped Mindy with an audio question.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know if this is up or down. I can't tell. Just turn it down, Mindy, if it gets too loud. All right, here's my question for you, Mindy.
Boom.
Obese people now cost more money than smokers in American health care.
There's the music.
That is really. I'm going to say really.
She's saying
and you
really?
Say really.
Really.
And you are absolutely correct.
So take that, people that give me shit for smoking cigarettes
Mindy.
On streets. All right.
We got our homeless people. We got about five homeless people up here to clap and cheer for
thank
us.
Thank you, people. Thank
and I'm going to be giving them all a cheeseburger or a cigarette, their choice.
So far, Mindy, two for two.
Two for two. Two
all right.
for two.
Peter, go ahead. Question number three.
We got to get her. I'm going to go a little bit deeper on my list to try to break this up a little bit.
Now, make sure you're saying really or not really, Mindy.
Okay,
because you're not playing the game right, and we're going to have to take away one of your points.
Really.
I want to make sure I have to listen to the show
later.
Stage
it as a question.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Peter.
Muppets are actually named after one of the first dinosaur species ever found, Sillimuppopus.
Not really.
She got me.
Really?
I really thought she was going to go with that one. I really thought we nailed Mindy on that
one. You guys,
I'm amazing.
I love science.
All right.
What's up with the science question?
Mindy will know. Mindy,
well, I tried to break it up a little bit.
Mindy will know this one.
Okay.
That just sounds really horrible. I apologize, Mindy, in advance.
Okay.
Magnum condoms are designed for most men to fit into so that most purchases include an ego boost. What do you think?
I'm going to say really... As in, really?
Yep, you're right. Mindy got it. Wow, how many questions is that?
God, that makes me feel really
weird.
How many
questions is that?
She's four for four.
Wow.
But that makes me feel weird because I always buy those finger condoms that I find in random dive bars.
You know, I'm going to say not really.
Not really.
All right, how many not questions really. Is that? I wasn't paying attention.
We're 4 for 4. And we're up to me now, right?
Now, are we going to get in trouble with lawsuits here for playing this music? Vanessa just texted
Most likely.
Me. You'll have to pay royalties.
No.
Ah, screw it. Who listens to this show? All right, Peter, go ahead, buddy.
All right. Baz Luhrmann has officially inked a deal to remake on Golden Pond. Baz Luhrmann remake Henry Fonda's classic film on Golden Pond.
Is it Baz Luhrmann or Baz Luhrmann? That's
I
a
know
bonus.
Who Henry
Winkler.
Henry Fonda is?
Yes.
Did you say Henry Fonda?
Yes. He runs a 7-Eleven down the street now.
I don't know anything about that question. I'm just going to say not really.
You're right.
Oh, I'm right.
Right. She is 5 for 5, kids.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that is really.
Mindy, this is crazy. Now, if you get all your questions right, Peter will put on his clothes.
Lap dance.
Peter will put on all his clothes if you get all your questions right. Right now, it's not pretty. It's not pretty.
No.
All right. Hey, I'm in a different room. You're the one in there with them.
It's a one-way glass. You can't see out.
Yeah, right. Thank God.
Can't see us.
Thank God.
Okay, here we go. Robert, who's not here tonight, Robert was in the Disney film Holes.
Not really.
Yeah, we would have taken really or not really, but the real answer is not really. That's
that
right.
Count? Is it not really
it's
or really?
It's not really. He was not really in the movie. Yeah.
But you do know that we
nice
do
job.
Talk about Robert being cut out of
think?
Holes.
Do you think she's
yeah.
really not
but
listening
you know.
To the
I
show? She's 5 feet away.
All right. Beautiful. All right. Beautiful.
All right, Peter, go ahead. Question number whatever.
John has a tattoo of Lando from Empire Strikes Back giving a thumbs up on his bicep.
I can't show you.
Can't show or keep it down.
Not Lando from
that
Jedi.
That would be awesome. Lando I'm going to say not really.
You're right. I don't like needles or tattoos or people with needles.
He gets really scared of them.
In their hands.
Yeah.
And with tattoos on, which
right.
I see downtown all the time. Now, if you said
what about piercing? I'll pierce your ear for you.
Now, if you said Lando from Mahogany, the film, you would have been right because he's on my left buttock.
That is. Right.
Yeah, it's Billy Dee Williams,
please,
but I like
to
say it's Lando
us.
From
you
Mahogany.
Don't have to show us. You don't have to show us.
I'm really
the
showing
only
my
Lando
film knowledge.
I know is in Star Wars.
Boom.
Well, actually, he's in The Empire Strikes Back and Jedi. He's not in Star Wars.
You just totally
Mindy, we're not going
to
take
a whole new nerd level.
We're not going to take your answer, your correctness away.
No. She's so good.
You're amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. She's stumping
surprised.
Us is what's happening.
I know, really. Seriously.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
This is you. Or is this me?
I'm ready.
You ready, Mindy? Okay, here we go. Peter and Harvey Fierstein played two drag queens in the Pasadena Playhouse production of Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
Boom.
Peter
really?
Miller. You have it absolutely wrong.
You were a drag
Mindy,
queen?
You got it wrong.
Oh, darn it. I missed one.
Although,
you got it wrong.
Although the question I have to say is
you sound
extremely
just like
believable.
Harvey Fierstein.
It's extremely believable. And I understand.
Homeless people like it whether you get it right or not.
Yay.
That was a tough one, John, because, I mean, it really does sound like a very plausible event that we could have
you,
been in
you and Harvey
budget.
Fierstein. I'm just trying to. Who does Peter sound like? Harvey Fierstein. Mindy, I got to do it. Sorry.
Ooh, there
oh,
goes the first
I got
one
a
of the night.
Buzzer.
Sorry about that. But the homeless people
tough.
Love you. The homeless people love you.
Yeah.
All right, Peter, you're
we're still going on this. Here
next.
We go. Okay.
Well, how many more do we have?
I don't know. I've got
is
a couple.
If you're keeping track
well,
at home,
I've got a couple written down. I mean, I don't know. We can keep going as long as
we're keeping big. Going. Let's finish our questions. We have 100 more.
I got like 6 or 7.
All right. Well, we actually had 5. We had 5. We had 10 apiece. So it's 20.
I think I'm at 5.
No, we each had 5. So that yeah, we have 10 questions. If you know how many we're up to, 1-800-893-9562. We have all a caller. Right.
Wait, we do?
Hold on 1 second. Caller, go ahead.
Boy.
Do you want to stump Mindy?
Not really. I just want to know why you guys kept me on hold so long.
Is this
did
Judy?
We keep my mother on
Judy
hold?
Judy for Mother's Day
yeah,
is calling.
But you're not really
well, that's
paying
not
enough
it either.
Attention to.
Mom,
and
I swear to God.
Say, I do appreciate the fact that Peter, you have not put me in a home.
Well,
but I just want everyone to know Peter has another side. He's done some really sweet and wonderful things.
All right.
Ladies
Mom,
and gentlemen,
you keep
we'll
talking
continue.
And you will be put in that home.
We'll continue with Mindy in a minute.
Old lady. All right. No. But no, I'm really, I got to say, Mom, I'll tell you right now, I am going to have a major talk with Mindy in the booth about how dare she keep you on the phone, because we all know, how much longer you have.
Went in the other room. How's that? I was enjoying it because, Mindy, you were rocking that.
You are rocking it. People agree. I love this thing.
I told you it's addictive.
One thing about homeless people, they do not throw food. They don't throw food.
Because they don't have
if
any.
If they're angry, that's the joke, Peter. Thanks for explaining it.
They don't have any.
Really or not really, do they throw food, Mindy?
See, my mom would also be great at trivia as well. It's like, you know, like certain questions like, you know.
But it's Mother's Day.
I know. Judy, okay, since you're a mom, you are going to ask the next question. Think of something that may or may not stump Mindy, and you ask it right now for Mindy. You can be part of the show.
Oh, God. This is going to take an hour and a half for her to think
just
of something.
Just think of something about Peter's life that may or may not be true.
Okay.
And while you're doing that, I'm going to ask the next question. How's that?
Okay, but I have one. So you
have one now. Okay, great. Then I won't have to stall. All right, go ahead. And are you ready?
This is specific to Peter, right?
Yes. Oh, and now it can be. You can make it up. You can make it up.
I got one.
Okay, you don't want me to explain.
Peter, at his college graduation, keep in mind, for parents, this is really a thrill.
Get to the point, Judy.
Our second child to graduate college. He did a great job.
False. Not true.
Real or not real? Peter wore a Spider-Man bodysuit under his cap and gown. Under his gown.
Mindy, did he wear a Spider-Man suit under his cap and gown?
This is purely based on guessing.
Okay.
I'm going to say...
Really or not really?
Not really.
Judy, what's the answer?
He did.
You did?
Oh.
Boom.
I
stripped this thing
down very carefully because before graduation, I asked him to meet us, like, outside for pictures.
Right.
And his little brother. And he made every excuse in the book. Ridiculous. And then
I was throwing up in the dumpster.
We sat down for graduation, and he walked up there, and I saw his little... And this was a tight.
His little what,
suit.
Judy?
Real
Did
Spider-Man.
You say footsies, like footsie pajamas?
No, it was a full-on Spider-Man costume.
It was a
costume.
Legitimate Spider-Man costume, like bodysuit material.
And I ripped that bastard off, stripped the gown down.
And I just kept going, I don't believe it. What Peter didn't think out is that right after graduation, they asked you to turn in your gown.
Yeah.
And he would be left with nothing on but this bodysuit. Well, all of his
and my
junk
gigantic unit
and everything else was clearly visible.
Did you just call my penis my junk, Mom?
Hundreds and hundreds of graduates.
She had no respect for it.
Hey, can I turn this down, Mindy?
Did you just seriously refer to my?
Did you just seriously
call my junk out?
Your family jewels.
Oh boy. Oh boy, Spider-Man. Well, we all know I have a sick obsession with Spider-Man. Being named Peter
so
is just
was
so. Was
Spider-Man. Everything else he had on his side of jacket. The Chancellor laughed when he walked up to get his diploma.
Yeah. And I had that creepy handlebar mustache at the time that made me look even more like a pedophile.
You still have that.
No, I got a full beard.
But you've added the bottom part.
Yeah. The chest hair is filled out.
Judy, what's the
He's
coolest
very
thing?
Very funny guy, Peter.
He's all right. Stop it. He's okay.
I learned it from you. I learned it from watching you.
I'll give you. Do you want a funny one-liner, Peter?
Oh, yes,
God, I
please.
I don't even know what's going on right now.
Judy, do it in Peter's voice.
He was driving home from school rushing because his little brother, Peter's a middle child, which probably explains a lot.
There we go.
He was driving home from school.
I have no idea where this is going.
From college. To get home for his little brother's high school graduation.
Mm. I still don't know where this is going.
There was a lot of traffic. It's a long drive.
It's only an hour show,
Judy. Home graduation was that night. And on the way home, he thought, I didn't buy him anything.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't buy him anything for graduation. How could that be?
How is this a one-liner?
So he stopped in a gas station gift shop, and he bought a big ceramic rooster, and it's about 18 inches high.
Yeah, that's about what it should be.
Cheesy. And he gave his brother the talk about graduating high school, And then he gave the him the rooster, talk. And he said, well, I can say his name, Kevin, what's everyone that? Should always have their own big cock.
That's not even close.
Judy!
That's not even close to what I said. That's not even close to what I said.
Rooster, and let me tell you something.
I said, now you can tell everyone that you have a big cock.
4 years at school, and he still lives.
Yeah. My mother has never said that word. Not that I'd want her to, but that's really funny.
Well,
your mother doesn't even know what a
you're
penis quoting. Is. You're I don't think that's she knows what it is.
What's the coolest thing he's done for you, Judy, for Mother's Day?
Oh, boy. And he put her in a home.
He's brought me a lot of really beautiful things. But those
that you throw out.
Things. But he once took a frame.
Oh, boy.
And in it, he put a picture of me hugging him.
Aww.
And next to it, there's a picture, because you know he's into Peter Pan, of Wendy.
Mary Martin specifically.
Talking to the Lost Boys cartoon, Disney-ish.
Yeah. Yes.
And underneath it says, a mother, a real mother, is the most wonderful person in the world.
And he called you Wendy for a week.
There you go.
No, he didn't. He made that for me.
I did.
That's
I made
beautiful.
That for you, you know,
Peter.
With that Disney quote, you know, because you are my mama.
Oh, well, happy Mother's Day, Judy. You gave birth to a monster, but we love him.
Happy Mother's Day. You should, I mailed the gift. It should be arriving unless, you know, the post office loses it again.
Well, make sure that you don't cover up
like
the air
six
holes.
6 years in a row.
It's a scorpion.
I don't want any gifts.
I know.
I just want to be with you.
Oh,
Mom,
boy, be
how many,
mine.
How many glasses of wine did
what
you take tonight?
What are you doing for your... I only had one Bloody Mary.
That's good. There you go.
I
keep it minimal.
You
saw Iron Man today, didn't you?
Iron Man.
What'd you think of Iron Man?
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford is not in that.
Iron Man.
You
I didn't fall asleep for 1 second.
That's Judy, impressive. You should really see Iron Man 3. It's
well,
really good. See them
saw.
All in order. Oh, you didn't see the first one.
No,
you
saw them all. She saw three today.
We saw Iron Man 1.
There you go. And you didn't fall asleep,
Iron
which
Man
is amazing.
And today we saw Iron Man 3.
Wow.
Judy,
I am so impressed.
Underneath Peter's shirt and pants right now, he has on an Iron Man underoos. He's been parading
she's
around the studio.
And I'm supposed to be shocked?
Yeah,
that's
true. I love
true.
Her underoos.
Mindy's actually... Mindy, really or not really?
Then I got Spider-Man underoos.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, well, we'll give
no,
it to you, because you will get them
wearing,
right after the show.
But I am wearing my Christmas Story... it's a major award.
Wait a minute. I just agree with you like I know for a fact.
Right. Well, I showed you my penis in the parking lot.
Oh, that's right.
Like I do
oh
to
my
most
God,
people.
Wow.
That I believe
Daddy,
you and your
you
father
for
sent
your
me.
Mother for Mother's Day?
What did I do? Well, I just got back from upstate New York where I'm from, and I took her last Sunday, as we were mentioning, to Lucky Guy, and I took her backstage to meet the star of Lucky Guy, Mr. Tom Hanks. And that was my gift.
Well,
that was
thanks
my
a
gift.
Lot, John.
A gold star.
Her ticket was $150.
Great. There you go, John. Thanks a lot, buddy.
So whatever Peter gets you, he made it himself. So it won't be.
Great.
It'll be worth something more.
Mom, yes, I promise you a meet and greet with Ralph Macchio at a Hardee's.
He's on the line, by the
all
way.
Right.
Judy, happy Mother's Day.
Out.
Happy Mother's Day. Whatever
thank
Peter gets you, call us next week and tell us what it was.
I already told
will.
You.
You guys are great.
Thanks,
bye.
Judy.
Love you, Mama.
There he is, Spider-Man.
There
your mom is great.
God bless her.
I love her story. It takes a while to get there, but when she does,
no,
the payoff, big
I,
payoff.
The payoff is something, I guess. But
let's
no,
finish
yeah.
this freaking game.
Are we
I'm
done?
So, no,
we
got
going?
Like two more questions.
Oh, okay, wait, all right. I think it's my, is it me?
It's you. Go ahead.
All right, Mindy, you ready?
I can't even remember.
Are we going back to this?
Uh-huh.
Are we
on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Monkeys can breathe underwater immediately after eating.
Not really.
I really thought I was going to get her on that
wow.
one. I really thought I had
yeah.
you fucking against the
nice.
Wall.
Nice.
Oh, my God. This is failing miserably.
All right, here we go. I
she's
think
gotten
on...
like one wrong. Well, I guess the one my mom asked. So two, what? That's brutal. She's
this is really it. Funny. This literally, you can look at it. This is literally my last question. And
oh
I swear to God, I did not just write it. This is true. This is a real question.
Okay.
Here you go.
Okay.
Peter owns... Tron sneakers, real Tron sneakers, and a Hogwarts sweater.
I'm going to say really.
You are absolutely right.
Because I am that big of a loser.
He really does. He came out one day with Tron sneakers. He paraded them around the park. Kids were laughing at him.
And I got stoned.
And then one day we picked him up because we carpooled.
Literally, I figured it away.
And he had a Hogwarts V-neck sweater.
I've got all sorts of class.
V-necks are cool.
Shit, I like the deep V. The deeper the better. You know, I'm getting so close with my V-necks that I really wanted to basically go down to my belly button.
Mindy, great job tonight.
Oh,
thank you for playing. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Really or Not Really with Mindy.
We're done.
We are done.
That's it for the game.
I think that was 10.
Mindy whooped the shit.
She really did.
Out of that contest.
I think what'd you get? Like one wrong?
Well, two if you count my mom's.
I got 2 out of 11 wrong.
Do we have a call?
You do.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's on the line?
Happy Mother's Day almost. Who's calling?
Your mom, I hope.
Hello.
Hello,
this
Mom.
This is not your mom.
Hi, who's this?
This is Stan.
Hey, Stan, where are you calling from?
How's it going, Stan?
I just moved to Pacifica, actually. I just got in tonight.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I drove in, but I've listened to your show. A friend of mine said it's a great radio show call in and talk about. So,
oh, cool. Now, do you agree?
So how are we holding up to the street image?
So far, I heard it on the way here.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm enjoying it. So,
oh, good.
Questions.
See, yeah. We don't need anybody else, Peter.
No, seriously, John. I mean, this is our show, baby. This is our baby.
Sorry, Robert. State Universal and prune the hedges.
Boom.
So, what's going on tonight? Do you want to have? Hey, you have a question for Minnie? You just have a question, comment?
Well, yeah, I had a question because I know that I wanted to know what your opinion was.
Please.
I know it sounds super serious that I'm promoting this question, but I want to know what you think about Guy Pearce as an actor, because I thought L.A. Confidential, monumental.
Yeah,
of course.
Ravenous,
absolutely.
Monumental. Memento, monumental. And then Time Machine. I was like, oh, man.
Okay. Well, that movie was shit. That's not his fault.
That was a giant dump trunk full of money. You can't blame the guy for that. But, you know, I think Guy Pearce is 100% awesomeness. I saw, what is that, Lockdown? Was that the one he did, that low-budget sci-fi
one?
Yeah,
that was recent.
It was great.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And it got kind of panned a little bit from reviews. But I thought it was a kind of a throwback Escape New York kind of thing.
Yeah.
And thoroughly enjoyed it. And no, anything with Guy Pearce always gets my attention. I remember when he had the cameo in Hurt Locker.
Oh, he's great.
Was awesome. Yeah,
he was in Prometheus recently, which, by the way, I thought was underrated. It's actually a really good movie.
I loved Prometheus.
He's good in that. And did you see Iron Man 3?
I did not.
Okay.
Not yet,
I'm not a Robert Downey guy.
Oh, boy. You're not a Robert Downey guy. And it doesn't sound like you're big on Guy Pearce either.
Well, I'm big on Guy Pearce until Time Machine.
But you need to come back to Guy. You can't blame him on that. That was like right at the peak of people loving Guy Pearce, and all of a sudden Disney was like, here's a gazillion dollars. Go ahead and do this crappy movie. And he's like, sure, why not?
Sure. Well, now, what about Fragments? I'm thinking of his IMDb. Listen, there hasn't been much since, it looks like. There has.
Guy Pearce,
he's a great character actor. Great character actor. Really great face. A really great look. So I'm a fan. Whenever I see him, he's really intense and cool. I like him as an actor. Absolutely.
Now, another question I had then, referring to that as well, is I noticed one of my favorite movies is Ravenous. I'm just a huge
love fan of Ravenous.
One of those movies I can just fall asleep to, you know, just great, great film.
Sure.
But I recently heard something. I don't know if you guys would know this. It's kind of a technical question. Maybe I'm kind of out of the loop on this. But does the SAG, do they recognize, like, extras and stand-ins? Because I think that there was a scene in that movie where they said that he had actually gotten injured. And then did they give credit to those guys? I mean, they get paid, obviously, right? I mean,
okay, you're talking about stand-ins and stuff. What were stand-ins and extras? Now, extras do not get credited.
Unless they have a line,
and it's up to the and if they get a line, they're not extras anymore.
Right.
They're like a day player.
Exactly.
Well, they are day players. Now, as far as stand-ins, and I can tell you, I've been working.
John's the king of stand-ins.
Well, I've been working for a certain actor for about 10 years, and it's I'm burped again.
Ed Harris.
It depends on the production now, and how long the stand-in's been there. And, you know, it's a lot of different variables, but stand-ins do get credited sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I've got about 50-50 with the films that I've done with this actor. It just depends. Now, if the producers, it's like at the producer's discretion, or if it's in their contract, if they're under contract with the actor, if it's in their contract saying, yeah, I get a credit in the movie. It's a bunch of different factors. So they're not always credited, no, but it's nice to see when they are. Because they are part of the crew.
Well, I've noticed, aside from the Guy Pearce film, I've noticed that extras can actually kind of be right in the midst of the film, and sometimes, you know, people notice a little editing glitches, sure, and things, but, you know, it's kind of a funny thing, so it could be a gimmick maybe or whatever, just a little clip from the movie where people are like, oh, that part's great, you know, look at this guy, he's all whacked out, he looks weird in the background. Yeah. There's those, like, you know, things they show on YouTube that are, you know, screw-ups for editing and stuff, but... Do you think those things would get more notoriety than someone who was like a stand-in?
Actually not. Yeah. No, it's actually like, yeah, it's like John said, like, it's funny that you said that. It's like when, you know, you could be a face that's featured in the background that could have a great look and a great bit, but actually you're going to get less credit and most likely less money.
And you don't get to eat before the stand-ins. The stand-ins are considered crew, right, so that you guys are in a different line completely.
Yeah, no, it is extremely bizarre how it works as someone that could be featured more, you know, on camera where you can visibly see him as opposed to a stand-in who isn't. The stand-in is actually higher up on the food chain, as they say.
Because they're considered part of the crew.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy how it works out there. Yeah, you know.
What can you do? Hollywood.
Hollywood, baby.
I'm a little ways away from there, about 8 hours, give or take.
Well, yeah.
Hey, well,
I don't know what I was saying. Yeah, yeah, you are. Like, I know.
That's 8 hours away. Much, right? 8 hours away, like, as in time zone or physical travel?
No, I'm in
travel.
Pacifica, so I'm from Hollywood, I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Right, from LA, I'm about like 8 hours, give or take, something like that.
Were you thinking about coming out here and, just working on a film for a day?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's fun. If you've never done it before, my little sister came out, Jessica, who I mentioned earlier. She came out and she did a little bit in Mr. Banks, Saving Mr. Banks, which comes out later this year.
Kicks Tom Hanks square in the nuts.
No, that doesn't. They'd cut that out.
They
like
cut
Peter
that out.
In holes. But it's fun. She had a really good time. They're long hours sometimes, especially if you're doing a night shoot. But they can be a lot of fun. If you're doing a period piece or something like that, they're a lot of fun. They can be a lot of fun, you know? So, yeah.
Nice.
Good stuff. Good luck to you.
I live on 607 Cypress.
Oh, shout out 607.
607.
All right, man. Well, hey.
Yeah.
We love that you called in. We love that the people are spreading the word and that you're listening in, you know.
Hopefully, yeah, man.
We'll keep this thunder rolling and we'll have some nice big guests coming back into the studio, you know, coming in next week.
Feel free and call in again. Yeah, I think next week we're trying to get Hanksy in here. He's an artist who Tom Hanks reference, he puts Tom Hanks' head on Banksy's art and a bunch of other street art.
Yeah.
So he does a lot of really funny
great pop culture
quirky
stuff.
Pop culture, which we love here at the Rap Party. It's not so cheesy. We love here at the Rap Party, but it's true. He does some great stuff. So he'll be coming in next week. So
right,
we
cool.
hope. So yeah, hey,
I'll
Dave, thanks for calling, man.
Call back, but I'll listen up.
Hey, by the way, if you go to iTunes or if you go onto the Skid Row website and you look under shows and entertainment, you can find the Rap Party and you can look up past shows, even the call sheet we used to be on with Keith Coogan.
If you got iPhone, you can download Skid Row app.
Yeah, you can listen to our old shows, which are frankly not as good as this one.
Not nearly.
Fun enough.
Not nearly.
But thanks for calling in, man.
All right, man. Hey,
have a
good
night.
You
Thanks.
Take care. We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
See you, man.
Wow, John. Well, man, that's bringing us up close to the final taker, man. I mean,
well,
it's amazing how it goes.
Let's not. Now, Mindy, do you have any questions for us? Dead air.
I had to turn my microphone.
It's all right. I mean, yeah.
Still.
Oh.
How do you feel about, Mario Machado passing away?
How do scientists tell the scientific makeup of a star?
I would say the balls.
Hey, we got another call.
Oh.
We got another call.
Bobby,
how cool is that? Thank God, because I didn't know what the hell Minnie's talking about. Hey, caller, what's going on? Who are you and what are you doing here?
You people are hilarious.
This sounds like somebody we know.
Who
pretend you don't know us. Who's calling? Or we don't know you.
My name is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
So it's not Vanessa.
No.
Okay, good. Making sure.
Hey,
Karen, where are you calling in? Are you calling in from the 212, New York? Funny enough.
That's right.
What? Do you have a question for Mindy or for us? We have 6 minutes left of the show, so make it snappy.
Well, I was going to do a really or not really, and then
do
ask
it.
A question.
Throw it out there.
Throw it
do
out.
It.
I already got rid of the theme song from
I'll
Jeopardy because they sent us a cease and desist on my Facebook. Funny enough,
a cease and desist letter.
Yes, mm-hmm. I said cease and assist.
Okay, so really or not really?
Mm-hmm.
Mindy's
John
thinking.
Donahue,
that's me.
Was in a pilot for NBC.
Geez, I don't even know this.
Called Orderly John and Nurse Marge. Really or not really?
I'm going to say not really.
Yeah!
Ooh.
All right, Mindy is all over this, and I'm not prompting her whatsoever, but I was in a pilot called Inside Nurse Marge. Look at the show just went crazy.
Seriously, our ratings just boosted.
Dude, do you realize I just thought your mom said cock in the air?
She said junk.
She said cock.
Did she say cock?
C-O-C-K.
Yeah, that's very possible.
She did. Thank you. Not Vanessa.
She's a drunk who needs to be locked up in a nursing home.
Not Vanessa from Not New York just said she said the C-O-C-K word. Holy crap.
That's right.
That's two cocks in one night.
I thought for a second you were talking about me being a drunk.
No.
Never met you, so I can't make that
judgment. No, we've never met you. We don't know that. You're not Vanessa, so we don't know who you are.
That's right.
Does that mean this actually is Vanessa?
I don't care for, rum or any other sort of beverage.
That's not true. This is Vanessa. She's an old friend. She was a tour guide with us at Universal. She's a very funny, funny chick. And she was in an episode of the Dick Van Dyke movie, Murder in the First. What's it called? What TV show is it called?
The TV series. Diagnosis Murder.
Yeah, Diagnosis Dyke. Dick Van Dyke. You were in that.
How dare you?
And you played...
Diagnosis Murder.
You played Nurse Marge.
He was very nice.
You played Nurse Marge.
Very nice.
And I did ER, as I mentioned earlier in the show, for 4 years. That's how I got my start in this town. I got my SAG card on ER. I was an orderly on the show for 4 seasons. And we used to have this little skit where she's Nurse Marge and I'm Orderly John. And we used to do a little skit because we're stupid.
Yeah.
That's great.
He would mess things up at the hospital and I'd wag my finger at him like, no.
The needle doesn't go there.
And Noah Weil, if you're calling, we need some kind of a celebrity calling. And 1-800-893-9562. Joe Montaigne, if you're listening, please call back.
Yeah, no, I was cut out of all my General Hospital episodes.
Were you really? Were you in that?
Oh, yeah. I did some.
Where were you?
I was a janitor.
You were bedpan cleaner Bob. Bedpan emptier Bob.
Bedpan orderly six. Number six.
Number six.
I was that far down on the line.
What happened to all those medical shows? How many are on the air? Do they have
There's
the
really
now?
None. I think, what is that, Grey's Crap Anatomy still
now.
Around? That's big.
It's all detective.
That's good.
Yeah. All detective stuff. You think they would lose? Mm-hmm. There would be. I always thought on ER, like they would kind of, a lot of these medical shows rehash. You have to rehash plots. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like the beaten child.
Wait, Perkins, your show's over.
Your child was beaten. Yeah, and now all these cop shows. How do they think of all these different mysteries every week? Like you think Scooby Doo would have covered
right
all
out
that?
Of the news? Right out of the news.
What's the deal?
They rip it right out of there.
Okay, gentlemen, I'm going to let you go.
Well, thanks. Vanessa is bored.
And I enjoy the show.
Thank you.
The show so much.
For listening.
And that's not just because I'm a friend, but because you're funny as hell, and it's a great show.
Hey, Vanessa, tell your friends.
Yes, sir.
Tell your friends.
Spread the word.
I want this to be like a rash.
I put it out on
my
Facebook
begging.
Page, and I tweet people about it.
I want this to be like Egypt in the elections. I want this thing to spread across the world.
We are coming across so pathetic tonight. Thanks for calling, Vanessa. We are begging people to tell people about us. Vanessa, have a wonderful night, Nurse Marge. I'll see
you. You too.
Stay orderly.
John.
All right.
Wagging my finger at you.
Hey, by the way, Vanessa is a big fan of a movie called Cloud Atlas, which comes out on Blu-ray Tuesday.
Vanessa saw it
with two or three times with me in the theater. And unlike Robert, who's completely cut out of holes, I'm still seen in it. And I'm almost about to say something as the camera pans. But what can you do?
Do you belch?
I should. I'm going to add that in. I'm going to actually do that when we watch the movie every time. People are like, is that part of the movie?
It's a beautiful film. It's the most underrated film of last year, I think.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
We worked really hard on that, and it's a great film, and it's one of my favorites, and I'm not just saying that because I worked on it.
I don't know. I've been saying the same thing about I Love Trouble for years.
Okay, Peter, you can hang up, and you're here. Vanessa, thanks, sweetie. Have a good night, and we'll have a Blu-ray night of Cloud Atlas sometime. You got to bring all the food and the beer. All right?
Yes, sir. Fantastic.
All right, sweetie. Take care. That was nice little Vanessa calling in. So
that's
yeah,
sweet of her.
Hopefully we'll have Hanksy next week. He's that artist that we he's got a show opening up in here in LA.
Yeah.
We'll have to ask him all about that.
Pop culture.
Now he's got to disguise his voice when he's here because that's part of the deal. So
that's
we got to figure out how we're. Should we have him talking to a fan?
That's what I thought would have been a great idea because I know that's what I used to do when I was a kid. You know,
no,
all the time.
I can just talk like like if I had to disguise my voice, I would just talk like Peter.
Well, just giving him one of those you do what I do and just use one of those smoker boxes for people that have the hole. You know, and they go, "Hello, my name is Peter. I'm here to work for you." No.
Wow.
Cigarette counts. Okay.
So that's a
ladies and gentlemen,
anti-smoking.
This is going to be the last show I do here at Skid Row Studios.
Every week we say that, but here you are. Hey,
thank
Peter. I think the show went well tonight. We got about a minute left. Peter, what do you want to plug before we end the big show?
My butt plug.
Wow.
Is basically what I want to plug.
That's
no.
Cool.
I've been saying it for the last few weeks. Every week, my damn episode of Client List with Jennifer Love Hewitt and her tatas keeps getting bumped. Hopefully this Sunday night, folks. Tomorrow
night. I can
never
tell if you're telling us.
10 p.m.
All right, cool. And I have nothing to plug.
Butt
Cloud Atlas on Blu-ray Tuesday. Go get that film.
There you go.
It's a great movie. It's one you can watch over and over. And don't watch it with the kids because it is R-rated. Mindy, you got anything to plug really quick?
Not really. I play drums in Dangerously
Sleazy.
Oh,
yeah.
Sleazy.
Yeah, so listen for that.
I got a website.
You got a website,
dangerouslysleazy.com.
All right. Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody, thanks for listening to the Wrap Party next week. Let's hope we get Hanksy in here. It's going to be a fun show. Allison will be back. She's all British and cool. Peter will be here. Robert may or may not be here. We don't know if we haven't decided that yet. But anyway, Peter, did you have fun?
Nah.
Mindy, did you have fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Have a good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.